Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Today is July 30th, 2021. You have tuned in to the online Juma service for the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. We will begin the khutbah in the half hour at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But for the first half hour, we will play a recording of Chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf. Al-Kahf in English means the cave. And then, inshallah, about 5 minutes till, we have the first call to prayer and begin the khutbah with the second call at 2 o'clock. At this time now, we will play the recording of Chapter 18 of the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever, and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
And
we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
These
These our people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth. Guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا
وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ بَل لَّهُم مَّوْعِدٌ لَّن يَجِدُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel. He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it. He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا.
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them, and their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command. Such is the interpretation of that wherewith thou couldst not bear. They will ask thee of Dhul-Qarnayn. Say, I shall recite unto you a remembrance of him.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا.
Lo, we made him strong in the land and gave him unto everything a road.
فأتبع سببا.
And he followed a road.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما. قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا.
Till when he reached the setting place of the sun, he found it setting in a muddy spring, and found the people thereabout. We said, O Dhul-Qarnayn, either punish or show them kindness.
قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
He said, As for him who doth wrong, we shall punish him, and then he will be brought back unto his Lord, who will punish him with awful punishment. But as for him who believeth and doth right, good will be his reward, and we shall speak unto him a mild command.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We seek Allah's protection against all things that are not good. We seek Allah's protection against influences, bad feelings. We seek Allah's protection against what we perceive to be setbacks or letdowns. Allah is always in control. We are not. And so we seek His protection against those influences. They come from without and also come from within. We openly bear witness that there is the one God, Allah, and there is nothing like unto Him whatsoever. And we openly bear witness to Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is God's slave servant, messenger, Khatamah Nabi, the seal of the prophets. It is through Muhammad that we have the great advances that humanity enjoys today. It is by way of Muhammad that we have these great blessings. You can check something real quick. I'm just saying, can I hear right? Okay. I just want to be sure. I pray that our system is working clear. I think it is. We thank Allah for this day of Juma, this day of service as a collective group. That is what Juma means. It means to congregate. It means to collect. To come together in a group. Congregation. Communications. The sharing of the word of our Creator as given to us in divine revelation. And for us as Muslims, first and foremost, the Quran. First and foremost. And as model or exemplified example, that is,
and the model of Muhammad, the prophet, the present peace be upon him. We also get the word of God in creation itself. Everything in nature is speaking the word of God. And it's speaking only to the human being as far as how to grow and progress to be of a benefit to show us how to be people of faith. Even this single growing of a blade of grass is talking to us, giving us God's revelation for what we need to know as human beings. Nothing happens except by the will, by the command, and by the permission of Allah. His commands are clear. His commands are firm. His permission is his mercy, because he did not have to let it be. And some things come by way of his permission, because he knows that his mercy, his rule, his command will overtake that, because God has the last word in all matters, in all affairs. So sometimes things are permitted to happen that we don't like. Sometimes things happen in life that we just can't figure out why me. And sometimes things happen to us so much of a challenge until we want to go and have a one-on-one talk with God right now. Yes. You got to read some of the writings like people like Sojourner Truth during slavery days. And it got so tough until she would go off by herself and have a serious talk with God. But it's all by God's permission. All by God's permission. We got two words in Islam that are a pair, but opposites. Some may call them complementary opposites. One is called the Shah. Shah, right? Sheen and Ra. Sheen. Yes. Sheen and Ra. Sheen, Ra, Ra. For the Arabic letters. And the Kaya. And oftentimes, Shah is studied in English, S-H-A-R. And means that which is not good, not beneficial. It is a harm. It is harmful to us. That's the Shah. But Kaya is that which is beneficial, that which is good. That's the Kaya. The Kaya and the Shah. The Kaya and the Shah. Allah has everything under his command. And with this Kaya, which is good, but Kaya don't just mean good. It means that it's good and also good for you. And if it's good, if it's Kaya, it's good in Indianapolis and Chicago and China and Russia. That's Kaya. It's not just good local. It's not just good for me personally. You may say, Tayyip, for that Tayyip, right? Say, how you doing, brother Tayyip? I'm doing good, alhamdulillah. Right? That's you. Okay? But Kaya is a universal application of what is good and good for you and good for everybody else in the world. Likewise with Shah. It is not just bad for you. Nobody likes it. Right? Nobody wants this problem. So Shah and Kaya, the Kaya is the good, is universal. It's universally good to everybody. And the Shah is universally evil, bad, and harmful of underworld to everybody. The Kaya and the Shah. So with these two, Allah has set the balance in life for us. The good, the evil. He has put it in the balance, and if we respect the balance, then we get the good. Because no one in their right mind is going to be seeking the Shah. But if we disrespect the balance of life, then we're going to get the Shah. They talk about, well, I'm doing this evil thing, when is the punishment coming? The punishment is in the act. You just haven't realized you're in hell. So, this balance, the balance, Allah has set the rule even before we were created. And everything Allah has made in creation, it has the potential of Kaya and Shah. It all depends upon how we use it. How do we approach it? How do we manage it? If we mismanage it, then automatically the Shah will come out and harm us. You can say, well, I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah? But when we approach that same thing, the same idol, correctly, naturally, the Kaya will come out. You say, I like that. We're going to do that again. One good example, maybe, is alcohol. Alcohol has Kaya in it and Shah in it. It's usually in a barbershop or in a hospital. You get the Kaya from it.
Right.
You're going to try and play a game with it and drink it. You're going to get the Shah from it. The Kaya and the Shah, the balance of life. It's already been determined by Allah. Allah has the last word on it. Katara. Yeah, he has the last word. Because he's the one that created these things. So Shah means evil, mischief, and mischievous, calamity, disaster, wickedness, and malice. But when you look at Kaya, Kaya is saying that which is good for us. It is the opposite of Shah. It also means excellence. So therefore, if it's used right, meaning a good thing will come, blessings will come, even wealth will come, charity will come. So we want to see the balance, to see the difference in these two, so we can become balanced. And Surah Jilzal of the Quran, chapter 99, the last two verses of that chapter mentions the Kaya and the Shah. It says, here, Abudahi Manishya Tami Rajim, Ishmael Lahi Rajim, Fatma Yahma Mithkala Zarvatan Kaivani. That's the title, right? Kaivani Nara. And whoever does an atom's weight of good, of Kaya, they shall see it. It's not like judgment day, right? Then it says, "Wama yahma miskal zaratan sharayim yara." And if you done just even an atom's weight, a little pinch of evil, of Shah, you will see it. This is judgment day. You're talking about here, right? So, dear believers, write these two words down if you can. The Kaya. You can spell it K-H-A-I-R. Some spell it K-H-A-Y-R. The Kaya means good and good for you and good universal. That's Kaya. The Shah, S-H-A-R, is evil, is bad for you and anybody else, and it's bad, universal. In chapter 113 of the Quran, in chapter 114, the last two chapters in the layout of the Quran, not the last two revealed to the prophet, but the last two chapters that close out the Quran, chapter 113 and 114, Allah warns us over and over again about the Shah. He mentions the Shah in almost every verse. And I think it does in chapter 113 minus the first. So let's read it and see what it says. Chapter 113. Yes, sir. It's the light of the regime. Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. That's the first verse. Saying, I seek protection. You see what Allah is teaching us here? Allah is teaching us in the Quran to seek protection from our Lord. Kul a'udhu bi rabbil. My Lord, right? Bi rabbil falaq. I seek refuge with my Lord. Mid. Shairin. You see the Shairin right there, right? The word man means away from. You're not trying to go to it. Man means away from. Everybody, you can write, A'udhu billahi mene shaitan. Mene shaitan. Man means from. From who? Shaitan. Yes. You're not trying to get with or to shaitan. You're not trying to get the heaven away from you. Yeah. I mean, we're trying to get the hell. So get the heaven away from him. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So here in Surah 113, the second ayah, where it says, Min Shairil, from the Shairil, from the evil, Mag Kalak. The word is Kalak. Kalak is saying that in creating things that they are sure. So we're saying, I seek refuge with my Lord from the evil that is in the potential, in the latent potential, laying dormant in creation. I don't want to approach creation alone and activate or give life to the Shah. Let me say, Min Shari Ma Kalak. And then it goes on again. Again, it says, Why men? Why means a, and men means some, and Shah means evil, and from the evil. Which evil is this? By men Sharia God seeking. Ether, what up? What is God seeking? God seeking is saying darkness. But it's not the darkness that we see at night. This God seeking is a thick, like a thick piece of meat. I mean, this is thick darkness. I read it one book time, said the darkness was so thick. And this blew my mind, I have to say. He said that this darkness was so thick until it had a bad odor. Yes. It had a foul smell to it. And that's dark. That's dark. That's dark. So Allah saying that we seek refuge with Allah from God seeking. Right? Let's see. Miss Shadmere? Yeah. Yeah, God seeking, he said, what cup? He said, what cup is saying that it is spreading. It's not just saying in one place. This darkness, right, is spreading. Let me go back to the beginning, okay? Okay, we go back to the beginning of this conversation. Let me go back to that combat. We say here, we are seeking, say, Kula Uzu Berabil Fala, Allah the Lord of the Dawn. Mm-hmm. So what's dawning here? Mm-hmm. The sun? No. Mm-hmm. What is dawning is the human intellect. The human intellect in his range, his life, it is dawning. And when the human intellect dawns, it's going to begin to discover creation, the color, that which has been created. So as the human mind is growing, dawning, evolving, advancing, and tinkering with and discovering creation, we're asking our Lord to protect us from the harm. We don't want to get the harm from creation. We want to get the color from creation. Protect us from darkness as it overspreads. That speaks about the ignorance that comes after the mind has been elevated to rise, to follow the dawn. Then you're going to run into ignorance. And you're going to run into the ignorance from people who mean you no good. That's the God-seeking evil worker. That's the darkness, that thick, nasty-smelling darkness that spreads, right?
Yes.
Then the next verse says, why men shavir nafata kefil ukat. Nafati kefil ukat. Oh. When it says feet, you're saying in. Yes. Feet, like I-N, going in. So we're seeking refuge, right, from the evil of the nafati kefil ukat. Who's this Nefati? Who's this? That is the one that is trying to whisper or put ideas or influences inside of you. So now this is seeking a protection from within. And when you say God seeking, you say, welcome, that kind of suggests something outside of you. But this one here, why mission that fact that you feel ukat, then that's internal. You ask Allah protect me on the outside, yes, but also protect me on the inside. From what is ukat? Right? That's saying your convictions. It says in the translation a knot or a rope, like a knot in a rope. But it's referring to something on the inside of you. You got faith. And it's speaking about your firm resolutions that you have concluded in life. Don't Allah protect those who are going to try to come from the outside and influence my convictions, my resolutions. Protect me, Allah, from that. That's the shard. That's another shard. So we see in this surah here, Allah is describing to us how sharp can combat us from internal, external, in our curious minds and creation. And then it says, why men shari hasidin, ifa hasad. And from the mischief or the envy or the evil of jealous people, envious people. You got something that they think they should have, and they going to hurt you in the process. They can't get to you as a person, but they're going to try and sander your character. They're going to try and find some way to get next to your loved one. They're going to try and find some kind of way. So we ask Allah, men shadriya hasidin, ita hasa, the envious one, as they practice envy. Now, so it's not just that they got an envy and they just going to swallow the lump in their throat and just put up with it. No, that's not good enough. They envy and they going to practice it on you. But we ask Allah's protection, and Allah protects the believers. Allah protects the believers. Not sometimes, all the time. Kareem, right? That's nearness. It says, verily, the help of Allah is always, and always near. That's right. That's right. In the Nasrullahi Kareem, the help of God is always near. After chapter 113, we had chapter 114. That comes, and some of the scholars say that these surahs here are really connected, because it continues. You say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of God, the merciful, the benefactor, the merciful Redeemer. The first verse says, Kul a'udhu bi-Rabbin-Nas, say, I address you with the Lord of the human family. That's nice. Did he say mukminin, right? The believers? Did he say the mukmins, right? It says nas. That means all people. You mean all people? Yes, all people. Kul a'udhu bi rabbi nas. Allah is the Lord of all people. And just for the record, we're looking plain, Allah is the Lord of Jesus Christ. All people, all creation. What does the Lord mean in Arabic? You say, Rab. It means the one that cherishes and nourishes the thing until it's able to take care of itself. And there are very many pictures of Jesus Christ not being able to take care of himself. So he called on his Lord. And that's in the Bible. That's right there. Yeah. We're delighted they wrote it. So the first verse again says, Kul a'udhu bi rabbi nas. The next verse says, Malikin nas. Oh, so we went from the Lord to the Malik. Right? From the Lord of mankind, now to the King of mankind. Then it says, Elohim nas, the God of mankind. You see the evolution, right? From Lord to Master. The King, I mean, to God of mankind. Then it says, Minshari, back to the Shah again, Minshari waswasil kannas, from the mischief of the whisperer, the one that whispers into our ear, like the snake. When they show their snake, he's always hissing. Right? And it's a forked tongue. Right? That's right. That would be interesting to say. Say a pale face speaker with forked tongue. What they told me in the cartoons. In the cowboy movie, y'all, but sure enough. Pale face speaker with forked tongue. Yeah, like a snake. And whisper. So you see one thing. A forked tongue means, he said, It'd go two directions, right?
Right?
You said this, you done this.
Uh-huh.
You lied to me.
That's
what it said. Yeah. But here, this word, while whispering, it is speaking about the whisperer.
Uh-huh.
And it says, and after they whisper, they withdraw.
Right.
After the whisper.
Right.
I think about you, man, you said, so. You say, brother, look out for them snakes.
Uh-huh.
Get it out there. Look out for them snakes. You say, they ease up to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Uh-huh.
And I said, then they bite you, put the poison in you, and then they draw back and watch you die. And then when you die, they have move in on you then and swallow you whole. How you been shot, you can see it to us. But there's a lot of wisdom in that. Because we are seeking God's protection against those people that want to get close to you. They want to get your confidence, build trust, all the time knowing that their plan is to do one thing, and that is to bite you, infect you with their poison. And once you've been hit by their poison, they won't draw back, and once you just fade, lose your strength, fall down and die, then they're going to move in and take you all the way out. He said, what happened to the so-and-so? You don't come to the mass yet anymore. He had a good spirit. Man, that brother was always excited. That sister was always excited. Now we don't see him no more because someone eased up to him. And you watch the two feet. Yeah. You are with two feet. And so and if you read it, it says, Men Sharia was what? Shilkanas. And you remember how I just explained. The kanas is the Satan. From the whispering tongue of the evil of the Satan. And then the next verse go on and explain more about it. About this evil one, the Satan. Al-Levi you are with Sufi Sadur in us. So he whispers not into the ear.
Right.
He whispers into the Sadur.
Uh-huh.
So the question becomes, well, what is this Sadur? That's an Arabic word. What does Sadur mean? Sadur means the heart. Referring to the whole chest. The whole chest. That's where the Satan, where he whispers and leaves his poison at. But keep in mind, this Sufi here, we're seeking Allah's protection from all these things we're saying, all these shahs. We're seeking Allah's protection from all these shahs. Why do the Satan whispers into the heart? You would think he would whisper into the head. But now he decides to whisper into the heart. Now, I hope you can follow me for about 2 or 3 minutes here. The Bible says the same thing when it says that the serpent went to Eve. It's saying the same thing as it's saying here, going to the heart. Because Adam stood for the brain. He was the rational mind. But Eve was made from a rib. And the rib is, what area of the body is the rib in? It's in the sadur, right? You got it now? Yeah. The Eve was made from the part of the body where the rib, according to the Bible story, and the heart is covered by the rib. So the Satan said, if I go to a rational mind, Adam, that's been taught by God, and try to get him to do wrong, he's going to tell me to get the hell out of here. But if I can come in through the heart, through the emotion, through the sentiments, and leave my poison there, the heart feeds the whole body. The heart gives blood to the whole body. If I can just get my lime, my poison, into the heart of mankind, it's going to go all throughout society, and they all going to be freaks. Because I went to the source that doesn't question. The heart don't question. The brain going to think. The brain going to say, wait a minute now. I got to think about this. The heart going to be like, oh, you so sweet. I love you. Oh, you so nice. Let me give you a hug, Satan. Let me give you a hug, snake. Huh? But Allah is teaching us here. Seek Allah's protection from the shah of the whisper ones who whispers into the heart of mankind. And then the last verse, it says, the last verse exposes us in what form and shape the Satan comes in. It says, men nev jinnati becomes through the jinn. One notch, and he comes through man. Everybody looking under rocks and in space somewhere for Satan? No. The jinn stands for emotional people. Irrational people, passionate people, and the Nas stands for rational-minded, hard rockhead people. It's like, I can't get you to go wrong with this emotional side. I'm going to come to your logic. But Adam's salvation with his logic was that he trusted it from God. He didn't use his own logic. Allah says, Adam, I will teach you. He didn't say, Adam, teach yourself. He said, and then again, after Adam went wrong, Allah said, I will send you my word, and as if sure, no doubt, right? As if sure, if you follow what I give you, you will not go astray. But now we think we got it all going on. We can use our own logic and at the same time and come right through that way and have a good day. Have a good time with us. Abusing us. And abusing the human family. So alhamdulillah. Praise be to God. Alhamdulillah. So this surah here, 99, El Zizal. It says that's the convulsion. They say, people be shucking up. You ever see somebody get on the bad side of things, and they get all stuck up, then they don't want you, man. You're shaking like a leaf, right? Because something is inside of them is not right. So here, Surah 99, El Zilzal, the Kavosh, Ovelahim, and Ishatan Rajim, Mr. Elijah Rajim, Ever Zilzalachi, Avu Zilzal, the Akhara Jatu El Kalah, the Kalah in San Malah, Yama is the Uchahaki to Ekbarah, the Anna of Abaka Ahalah. Yama is the Yestu Nasu, I said, tell you what, and Malahu. Fatma Yama Mikala Zalatan Karayira. What my Yama Mikala Zalatan Sarayira. That is Surah 99 of the Quran. And here's the English translation. It says, when the earth is shaken, the earth stands for the common man. Right? When the earth is shaken to its utmost convulsion. This will be the typical shaking up. This is the utmost convulsion. And the earth throws out its burden. It's going to reveal this burden. You say, what's bothering you? You ain't got to ask them because all of the effects is coming out, right? It's going to reveal this burden. And man says, what is the matter with it? That day will it report its news. Because your Lord has inspired it. God will inspire the oppressed person to speak out. Yes. That day mankind shall proceed in scattered groups to be shown their deeds. But whoever does an Adam's way of good shall see it, and whoever does an Adam's way of evil shall see it. Alhamdulillah, he will be amen. So we thank Allah for giving us this way of life on Islam. That will complete our first part of the Kubah. And in a few seconds, we will do part two of the Kubah. The banner of Tim Nefidun, the house of Nazi and Rafi Makilis, the house of Nazi and Tim Nefidun. Our Lord, grant us good excellence in this life. Grant us good excellence in the life to come and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله No God but God and Muhammad is his messenger الحمد لله praise be to God الحمد لله praise be to God الحمد لله praise be to God Allah says in the Quran He says, or do you think that you shall enter the garden of bliss without such trials as came to those who passed away before you? They encountered suffering and adversity and were so shaken in spirit that even the messenger and those of faith who were with him cried, When will come the help of Allah? Inna nasrullahi qareeb. Verily. That word inna. You're like, inna means, once you become what you got doubt for. Ain't no doubt here. Inna nasrullahi. Surely the help of God, nasrullahi. Kaliba is always near. Now, for the believer, the help of God is not on the way. Ain't no phone call here. And Prophet Muhammad said, "Peace be upon him." He said, "There is no barrier, no screen between Allah and the oppressed." So he said, "Be very wary of the prayer of the oppressed person." Because there's no barrier between God and the oppressed person. Yeah. I think we had that years ago as African Americans. I think we can boogie that away. We are supposed to be from lost that. Huh? Yeah. Probably done us a favor, giving us a soul train. Oh, they're showing the world. You're saying, no, they're happy. Look at them. Look at them. They're very happy. They're dancing away on soul train. Yeah? See how that evil one come in? Through the subdue, through the heart, through the feelings. Mm. So the help of God is always near. This word, Karib, like Karib, you're saying a nearness, a closeness. We have the best. I say the best. I don't know best. Better. In Abraham, he was called the Khalil Allah. Khalil be friend. Abraham called Khalil Allah, the friend of God. Because he wanted to get Kareem close to God and was willing to sacrifice his son for that. And we just completed the Eid al-Ahad. Right? The Hajj and Eid al-Ahad. And we go slaughter a lamb or a cow. We go slaughter halal, and halal means permissible, right? Not just permissible, it's also non-carnivorous. The animals that we eat don't eat meat. The animals that we eat are vegetarians. We don't eat lion. Yeah. So, from this word, karib, nearness, we get the word Kurbani. And every time the E comes, for the E, or if anybody wants to eat aha, you hear about Kurbani, meat. It means meat sacrificed. As a symbolic act. It's symbolic. You say, well, how do you know it's symbolic? Because Allah made it easy for us. He said, it is not their meat or their blood that reaches Allah. It is the top word, the piety of your heart. The slaughtering of the animal is just symbolic of what we're doing. This process is called kurbani. From the same word as kareem. Because the act of kurbani is that I am retracing the steps of Abraham in the sacrifice of this animal to be myself kareem, closer to my Lord. So just don't get people, when you hear people say kurbani, it means sacrifice, but it is a symbolic ritual, full of rich meaning. And really, the best process is to slaughter an animal that you raised. Now, we said you folks, so we raising our animals. Yes, we are. I guess we raised a whole lot of animals. Huh? And they all not vegetarian either. We got some lion in us. Yeah, I mean, let's see, they all have that lion, L-I-O-N, right? Now I'll say L-Y-I-N-G. We got some lion in us. Excuse my humor. They say, why are you telling jokes to one doing humor? But I'm trying to reach the people who are lying. I'm trying to do. Yeah. We got some snake in us. Sometimes people call us out. You old snake, you low down dog, you. We don't eat dog. No, we don't eat dog. And here's another little side hint. The animals that we eat, their eyes are always on the side of their head. Because they're always being chased. They ain't got time to look all the way around. Too late. Now, the other animals that we don't eat, their eyes are in the front of their head. Because they all the time chasing something, right? They are And that's why we've been bringing God our eyes in the front of our head, too. We all set up going, chasing something. We ain't looking left or right. Yeah? And keep that in mind, too. Look at the deer. Look at the camel. Look at the cattle. Look at the olive reed. That's not piercing in the front over the center of our nose in pursuit, chasing something. Yeah. He's got a lot of mercy. He talks to us through all the all his creation. So the animal that we should slaughter in the bigger picture. Now in the ritual, yes, you go out to the farm, or a person might go to the farm, and you should slaughter you a physical animal and pass on meat, right? That's the kavani. And the word kareem, or kavani, right, means to get close to. Because we want to be close to God. Whereas you really, in your soul, in your mind, in your whole essence, to be near to God, slaughter all the animals inside of you, the ones you raised. And don't be putting your nose over somebody else's situation, trying to kill the animal in them. You know, I'm going to change them. You're not going to change anybody. That is the worst, one of the worst problems in marriage. You're going to change somebody. I'm very going to change them. Or you can make the biggest mistake in the world. Or here's the other one. You put up with some mess on them and say, later on, I'm getting out of here. I thought they were going to change. No. I guess if I was nice to them and they did everything right, they're going to change. No, they ain't going to change. No, they ain't going to change just the day of the week for them being who they are. So this concept here is saying you look into your soul, your mind, your attitudes, and say, if I kill that in me, it's going to be better for the whole society. That's the message. That's the message. That would bring us nearer to Allah. That would give us more protection from Allah because we have brought ourselves to be right. So may Allah bless us and guide us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Now, Lord, grant us good excellence in this life. Grant us good excellence in the life to come, the Akhirah, and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Amen. Have come to Salat. We come.
That one there,
we make our intentions to make two of our cots, like the Jumma. Billahi ta'ala, astaghfirullah kaba. We make our intentions to make two of our cots, Jumma prayer, for Allah the exalted facing the kaba. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Watini Wazaitun Waturi Sunni Wahaba Bala Dilami Lakasalat now in Sanafi Asani Safun Maradana Haasala Safali إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكاتبوك بعد بالدين أليس الله براكم من هاكمين الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المكتوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يا ضعيف من تهتف أكبرها بأن ربك خيرتها يومئذ يشكر الناس واشتت لي وأمل لهم فما يما مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى فما يما مثقال ذرة شرا يرى الله أكبر سمي الله لمحمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatin wa fi akhirati hasanatin wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Alhamdulillah, I'm trying to get everybody on here. Okay, you say you have Fatiha together. If you hear background noise, you can please turn down your background noise. Okay. I'm going to have everybody on. You can join together, say a Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin,
Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim,
Sirat al-Mustaqim,
Sirat
al-Ladin al-Amda alayhim, Khayru
al-Mustaqim.
Hold on.
Want
to remind everybody or inform everyone that
yes,
on August 22nd, we will be having a community day over at the old location for the Masjid and the Motel Club. It's in the area of 2032 East 46th Street from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tentatively is the time frame. They will be having they'll be giving out free backpacks. And back to school things, be giving out free food, free beverages as well. And obviously a part of it is to come around and clean the area up as well. And then they'll be doing free haircuts and a few other things. So,
can you repeat the date and time again, please?
Yeah, so again, August 22nd from 10 a.m. to possibly 6 p.m. And we'll be doing free haircuts, free backpacks, back to school packs, and be feeding the people as well. Okay, so give back to the community on that day. And again, 2032 East 46th Street in that area between the old motorcycle club, the Masjid, and the salon next door on that corner.
But if you want to come and also put some gloves on, we can do that too. Right, come and have cleaned up. You can come get the free food. I'll be there for that. So be putting on a pair of gloves and get out there and get with you, inshallah. August 22nd. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. I think Brother Mustafa got something he wanted to say. Brother Mustafa?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Let me do this here. We're going to leave our Facebook family.
Okay.
And thank you for tuning in on Facebook. We do appreciate you. We're going to have to go. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got an idea. Let me just try something real quick.
All right, Mustafa, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Are you speaking?
Brother, man, when you mentioned him doing the cook bar.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Sure to follow.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me just finish the Facebook because it's not working out right. Just give me a second here, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Again, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to the community. Brother, you know, doing the cook bar, you quoted Surah Falak.
Hey, Mustafa? Mustafa?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my phone.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay. Look, it ain't doing all right.
Can you hear me now, brother? We can hear you on the radio, but we can't hear you here.
Yeah, he's trying. So,
okay.
So if you give me a phone here, you put it on a speaker for me. Sorry about that, Mr. Hold on. You got on speaker?
Yes, sir. No problem. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, Brother Mustafa, I think we lost him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's trying to hook us up. He probably got lost in the call. That's what I was thinking. I thought maybe my call had dropped.
Oh, okay.
Let's give
him a minute. I can hear you. But I can't hear nothing else no more.
No, sir. How you been, Brother Abdullah?
Oh, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. And yourself?
I'm fine. Down in Mississippi. Came down for my class reunion.
Oh, okay. You have a safe trip back, brother. and enjoy your trip there, while you're there.
All right, man, Mustafa. Hey, I'm back. I ain't gonna tell you what happened.
Okay.
Mustafa, go ahead.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
You ready? Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Brother Imam, you mentioned in the khutbah, the rising of the dawn, Surah Al-Falaq. And you said that rising of the dawn, when like we was thinking, you know, the sun coming up in the morning, but the human intellect. And what came to my mind when you said that, you know, we question things now, why it's so much the way, you know, they said, when with the help of Allah come, the help of Allah is always near. So the believers then was showing up going through some challenging time because they didn't have the understanding of the word of God that we have now. So now we going through some challenging time with the pandemic, with black-on-black crime, with police brutality, with drug addictions, with so many things. We going through some challenges now, and we going through these things, Brother Imam, in the community. I'm speaking to the community, too. I keep saying to Brother Imam. But we going through these things because the human intellect is dawning. Is coming into the word of God, and this is when Satan really gets busy. So we have to speak to the guidance, because these challenges of time will not change the believers, the true believers. It won't touch us, even though we're being tested, Brother Imam. Still, the intellect is being turned on to the word of God. And when the true believer intellect is being turned on to the word of God, no matter what challenges you go through, what tests you go through, if you stick to the guidance that Allah give us, the Holy Quran, the sacred book, our sacred book, the Quran, and the Uswa, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these things won't touch the true believers because the dawn, the intellect is being turned on. And you mentioned the whispers of the shaitan. When we say waswasil kanas, you hear that whisper like a snake whisper. Waswasil kanas, like a snake whisper. So that came to my mind when you was giving the khutbah, and I want to share that with you in the community. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Are there any other comments or announcements? Okay. Yeah, this is for down the road. Anybody save the date for November 14th? That's a Sunday, I think. We're going to do like a national Zoom with the folklore community. That's Sunday. I think it's a Sunday. I'm sure it is. The date is November 14th. It's going to be a nationwide Zoom. So just stay tuned for that. So off the finger right now, are there any other announcements? Okay. All right. So inshallah, we'll be here next week. Tune in to the broadcast on Sunday. Sunday at 1 o'clock, call the same number. We're going to have a discussion, myself, Rana Shaheed, each one that wrote or he edited, compiled
think about 12 books now of Imam Muhammad's commentary. He's going to be a guest with Imam Ayman Abdul Majid from Los Angeles. So we're going to have the East Coast and the West Coast, and I'll be in the middle. No, I'm just the host. Very close, I'm the host. We get together. But the topic is going to be on what are we doing to preserve the language of Imam Muhammad. You know, it has to be done. We have to do that because Imam Muhammad, the person, Walt Muhammad, when he passed, his body of knowledge lives on. And we got to get a catalog for generations to come. So inshallah, there'll be our discussion on Sunday. Call the same number, 714-816-4673. Sunday at 1 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, that's all I can think of right now. I'll continue to send your sister Kat, continue supporting Muslim Journal, and continue to support your local masjid. And I mean, okay. So, inshallah, we are speaking next Friday.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Alaikum assalam, everybody. Buster? Yeah, somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm going to find the bus. I'm going to find the fire. And I'll kill it. Yeah.